You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM and K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming live and archived at xray.fm, where radio tis yours. Good morrow. My name is Renee, and welcome to Music Medieval, where I play music from the 6th to the 16th century. That's medieval music, Renaissance music, and early Baroque, too. I'll play fantasy film soundtracks, medieval film soundtracks, and dungeon synth, and new age, and whatever else I wish, whatever I believe will take us to another time, another place, and another realm. Currently in the background, it is Why Ask You, originally composed in the 16th century by the English composer John Bull, and being recreated here in electro format by Edward Antemeviev, who I've played before, because they've done the La Morte Heroes track, which is off, I can't remember the name of the soundtrack right now, but that's a track I've played quite a bit, and they're very skilled artists indeed. So what is happening today? Well, I'm just kind of sticking with the old stuff. So it's going to be basically medieval music today and Renaissance music. Might have something from maybe the 17th century. I'm not sure. But I do have one contemporary track, and that is going to be our wake up track. And, but first I will say the time is now 7:03. If you are awake, or if you have not yet gone to sleep, if you are an early riser like myself, feel free to text in on that hit line. That number is 971-220-5979. And here we're going to go into our wake up track with our only modern piece, our only modern composition by Lust Hag, and it's a deep gouge. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. It's time to wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Thank you.
Hello. We just heard. I don't even know that I can say that. I'll say this part. The Folio Rodrigo Martinez from the 15th century, composed by Anonymous, who's honestly my favorite composer. I wonder about you all the time, Anonymous. But performed so lovely in such a whimsical way by our good pal Jordi Savall and all his friends. Make sure you check out the track listings because it fills in the pieces that I cannot. And then before that, we had from around the 17th century, we had Deceitful Fancy as performed by Ensemble Celadon from the Funeral Tears release, which is very, very good. And I played plenty of tracks from that release for sure. And then we had from the 15th century, originally composed by Gilles Joie and performed by Ars Antiqua de Paris. And that was Piece Instrumentale, but said in a French accent, because I don't know how to do that one. And then we had from around the 12th century, we had Baudry de Bourgais, Gloria Simundi, and that is from the Diabolus in Musica release from around 2003. And then we also had Azam Ali with Sakisblot, which is a Swedish traditional instrumental tune. And then we also had our wake-up track, which was Lust Hag, a deep gouge, preceded by Passing by an Old Familiar Place. And that was from their second demo, and Deep Gouge was from their original release, Lust Hag. And awesome listening to Lust Hag a lot, and a lot of their splits are really good too. Just a one piece extreme metal lady project. I think I said those words out of order. And then we started off this set with 16th century composer John Bull's Why Ask You? And that was performed by Edouard Atemiev off the Metamorphoses release, which I got a few weeks ago, which is awesome. And it has very much kind of like the Wendy Carlos feel to it. Coming up next, something from the 16th century. It'll be a lovely vocal piece to kind of ease us into the second half of the show. The time is now 7:25. If you feel like texting in on that hit line, that number is 971-220-5979. I am doing a mostly medieval Renaissance Baroque show today. And I just want to keep going with it because it's making me very happy. So yeah, let's get into it. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. Let's do this together.
Thank you. to shoe your pretty little foot? Or who's going to glove your hand? Or who's going to kiss your red rosy cheeks when I'm in that far-off land? Pretty little birds did chew sad notes, and they sang a roundelay. They sang a sad little goodbye song, 'cause they knew I was going away. Smiling, my heart is full of pain, 'cause I know when they put me in that cold, cold ground, I'll never see you again. Thank you.
we just heard the cello version of Douce Dame Jolie, performed by Roxane Jeannot and originally composed by the great Guillaume de Machaut. And then before that, another great, we had Alfred Deller, the amazing countertenor, probably my most favorite countertenor, with Who's Going to Shoe Your Pretty Little Foot. And that song makes me sad. And it's just like performed so like perfectly. And just, I don't know, Alfred Deller has a unique, such a unique voice that, I don't know. And just countertenors in general, it's just when dudes can sing super, super high, it's, I don't know, amazing. And then before that, we had the Cantiga de Santa Maria, number 77 from the 15th century. And no, sorry, from the 13th century. And then we also had another countertenor. It was Carlos Mena performing Tomás Luis de Victoria's O Quam Gloriosum from the 16th century. And I'm doing basically an all medieval, Renaissance, Baroque show today, with the exception of one track. And it's just, it's super peaceful. Everything sounding really lovely, really beautiful. I'm blissing out in the studio this morning, and I hope you are also blissing out wherever you may be. And the time is now 7:39. If you feel like texting in on that hit line, you can do so at 971-220-5979. And I'm just gonna continue to chill here. Coming up next, I love this track. It's La Sofa Mi Re, which I've played many times because I love it. And this recording is actually, it's from 1991. I don't know when it was originally composed, but it's from the group Ars Nova, and they nail the harmony. It's just so good, and it's kind of jaunty, but also, I don't know, there's something, again, also kind of sad about it, as is with the, it applies to a lot of like music from this period. Which we could delve into deeper, I'm sure. But not right now. I just want to like sit here and drink my coffee and listen to this. So coming up next, yeah, it's La Sofa Mi Re. Please enjoy it. I'm going to be sitting here enjoying it as well. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. Let's just keep going, shall we?
No se te acabará. allí tomo y que por Dios me lo dan. No se acaba siendo pan y si es Dios como le como. Si el pan se me acaba, ¿qué comeré?
Re mi fa sol la, que todo se te acabará.
Re mi fa sol la,
que todo se te acabará.
Re mi fa sol la, que no se te acabará.
Re mi fa sol la,
que no se te acabará. Re mi fa sol la, que no se te acabará.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
yes, yes, yes. That was Talibus Ergrotum from the 11th century. Wow. And then we had a composition from the 13th century by St. Elizabeth of Hungary, royalty even, and oftentimes royalty during the medieval and Renaissance period, they would be composers because they would have the time and the funds to be musically trained and to actually write the compositions. So not uncommon at all. I've had several shows where I've had like compositions by Henry VIII and others. And that was Ungarischer Tanz. And before that, we had Morena Mayaman, a very old Sephardic tune. And then we also had from the 18th century. Oh, so that's an old, that's probably our oldest track today. And that was Bakuber, which is a traditional Occitan folk song performed by Malicorne. And then we started off the set with La Sol Fa Mi Re. I do not know who the composer is, but thank you, whoever you are. And that was performed by Ars Nova, and that recording's from 1991, and I love it so much. And the cover of that album is so good too. Lots of like Elizabethan ruffs, like the performers in Elizabethan ruffs. This just looks really good. And that, I mean, they just, their harmony there is so good. And it's just like, I would imagine it's really magical to just be like so in tune with each other and just have that moment where it all comes together so perfectly. It must be. Must be awesome. All right, I'm going to bid you all farewell on this medieval music special here at Music Medieval with Jordi Savall once again. And that is, I am doing Marche Guerrière, which is an absolute banger from the 16th century, composed by my favorite composer, Anonymous. And that's going to about do it. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. Stick around for the Sound of Pictures because that's what's up next. Thanks, everybody. Bye.